Blog Talk Radio.
And that'll be the rest of the show.
I fall down the maple tree in my backyard with sandpaper.
By the way, our phone number is 646-929-1357. We're going to have Eli from Holy Grail calling in about like 20 minutes. It should be fun. And I have a music break ready to go of a bunch of new tracks.
Oh.
New tracks.
And by new, you mean?
Albums that you are not supposed to release the tracks.
No, just songs that are out on the internet. Just like
illegally or legally?
Legally. Oh my God.
Jeez.
I'm just making sure.
Oh, would we do anything illegal in this room?
Yeah, no. Where's the weed?
Yeah.
We
need a music break for that.
Yeah, also we have, I guess we'll save the, should we take a music break now or should we?
I don't know.
We have 20 minutes until the call.
Let's wait.
Okay.
What? Wait a minute. What? Let's wait. We're going to wait around and do nothing?
Yeah. Let's just stare at each other and with the mics on and see what happens.
Sure.
No, another thing that happened this week that was very exciting was this hitchhiker.
Mm-hmm. Kai from California.
Wait, what?
You haven't heard this?
No.
Play the entire thing and we could just
talk
through bits of it.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking
about. Very out of the loop, apparently.
It's hilarious.
Welcome to my world.
So basically, this guy gets stopped by a news crew.
Who is he?
And he's just a hitchhiker, just a guy, man. He'll explain it. And since, you know, this is the radio, what he looks like is basically James Franco or like X-Pac, like that kind of.
Or a shit that Jack De La Rocha took.
Yes, there we go. With like, his hair hasn't been washed in like months.
Okay.
It's in a do-rag. And he just looks like he needs a shower.
Do you mind?
Why are they talking?
What happened today?
Well, went straight out of Dogtown, skateboarding, surfing it up. Before I say anything else, I want to say no matter what you've done, you deserve respect. Even if you make mistakes, you're lovable. And it doesn't matter your look, skills, or age, or size, or anything, you're worthwhile.
Darren, take a look at what this guy looks like while this is playing so you know, get full context. No, you also.
Never take that away from
it me. Looks like a mixture
now,
of Pauly Shore and Dan
Cortez.
This stuff
right here, I was driving and
it's like
in
a squatter that I see
I
on the subway all the time
of
with his dog.
Car, and he comes over on there. He was over by the recycling center. He said, "Oh, when I was in the Virgin Islands, 30 years old on a business trip, I fucked this 14-year-old." I was like, "You what?" He's like, "I raped this 14-year-old." And starts crying, and gives me a big hug. He's like, "Fuck, 300-pound guy." I'm like, "Oh shit, you must be fuckered, man. Like, what's he talking about?" I didn't take him seriously at first. Comes driving down this way. He's like, "You know what? I come to realize I'm Jesus Christ and I can do anything I fucking want to. And watch this." Bam! And he smashed into this fucking guy right there, pinned him in between that fucking truck. And so I hop out. I look over, the guy's pinned there. I mean, like, freight train riders know this. Like, if you get pinned between something, do not fucking move that shit, otherwise you bleed out. Like, motherfucker, I ran in, I grabbed the keys. He's fucking sitting there like nothing even happened. And like fucking like, man, if you started driving that car around again, man, there would have been a hell of a lot of bodies around here. Fucking, I hop on
this
out.
This guy's story
and so
is actually
I grabbed a bag, I
what
threw it
it's
over
on
by that pole. And then fucking buddy gets out, and these two women are trying to help him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. Like a guy that big can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick. So I fucking ran up behind
pencil
him with
stick.
A hatchet.
Fuck
smash,
news.
Smash, smash,
smash.
Yeah.
The lady said you saved her life.
She was the one who got grabbed by that fucker. You know what? Fuck is cool. That guy ain't. Shit.
How'd you get in his car? How did you?
I was hitchhiking. Good thing I was hitchhiking. Yeah,
hitchhiking.
People say don't hitchhike. Well, this is what happens. Well, yeah, well,
yeah.
At least I was here.
That's why it's good
he
to hitchhike.
Dude, that guy was fucking cooked out, man. Like, he'd be on howley. Like, I don't even see any breath in him. You know what I'm saying?
Can I get your name? And where you're from, if you don't mind?
I'm Kai.
Chris Jericho.
Straight out of Dogtown. K-A-I.
K-A-I. Do you have a last name?
No, bro. I don't have anything.
Where are you from originally? Are you from Fresno area?
Sophia, West Virginia.
No kidding. How old are you?
I can't call it.
I can't call it.
What? Have you ever experienced anything like that?
That's basically the best.
Wait, no. There's, the ending of it is a tragic turn.
The actions that you did.
I'll scan.
We should get
this
down with Mindy Mayer.
Yeah, this is fucking gnarly, man. Holy shit. That's like the biggest wave I've ever ridden in my life.
What's next for you, Kai?
hopefully some surf, man. If anybody's watching this somewhere else and they got a mini mal that they could lend a guy with a wetsuit, I'd love to test out Mavericks.
Would you do it again?
Club him in the head with a hatchet? You know, if I could go back in time, I'd go back over to where I was at that recycling center and he said that he had raped that chick over in the Virgin Islands, because it doesn't matter where you at. You can fucking just spend a bunch of money and do whatever the fuck you want. You know, that's not right. If I could go back in time, I would have dabbed him up right there.
Why wouldn't you just go back in time and stop the rape? That would...
You're not, yeah. It doesn't seem like you have any concern for yourself. You're all about, I mean, doing the right thing and not even worrying about Kai first.
I don't have any family. Like, as far as...
This is a great interview.
As far as anybody I grew up with is concerned, I'm already dead.
Rob, take some notes.
Whatever.
How sad is that?
Yeah, he doesn't have anyone else. They're all dead.
I'm already dead as far as everyone else is concerned.
Aww.
The end.
Now he has the internet that loves
yeah.
him.
Yeah, now he's super famous on the internet.
He's like a homeless radio voice
yeah.
guy. And,
hey, we do have an extra mic.
Kai, come on over, baby.
He's homeless, so he won't have as many plans as Sean.
Yeah. Yeah. And he
well,
actually want to come here for shelter.
I was going to say, if he starts not coming, we'll know it's excuses for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Or he's
like,
dead.
Yeah.
He's been run over by a
he
freight
train.
He swung
that hatchet at the wrong person.
There's a follow-up with Kai.
Yes.
We have, it is everyone's new best friend, and hey, it's almost fair to say a world-class hero here. It's
almost
Kai.
Fair to say.
We found him after 5 or 6 days. What have you been up to since that day in Fresno when pretty much your life, I'm sure, changed a little bit?
Smash! Smash! Smash!
What is that?
Oh, 6 foot?
Oh, that's
smash! Yeah. Smash! Smash!
There's just a random guy playing ukulele behind us.
No, that's him. That's like a different YouTube clip
you don't
play ukulele.
9 to 5 behind a desk. You don't have a smartphone.
I'm already annoyed by
Are
this fucking
Are you aware
guy.
Of what you've
yeah.
become on the internet and around the world, really?
I can't call it. Well, I had to pirate some internet over at the Comfort Inn there, but yeah, I've seen it. I can't call it.
Your thoughts on it?
Shock and awe. It's like the biggest wave I've ever ridden in my life. I think that's English for it.
Is it clips of him edited
it's
into
like a mashup, yeah.
yeah. I'm tired
eh.
of this guy.
Eh.
I miss the radio homeless guy.
Yeah, what happened to him?
You're the listening to the voice of Cleveland, 102.2.
Turns out he's a terrible person.
Well, we
yeah,
knew
yeah.
that, but then that was all like within a few weeks of the original story breaking. Like,
yeah.
Has there been any updates like recently?
Has he applied for a job on Metal Injection?
They still use his voice on those Kraft mac and cheese commercials.
Really?
But that's all I hear.
Oh, yeah. It was that guy who was homeless and...
Yes.
Oh, wow. That was 2 years ago that happened.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Yeah, nothing, no real update.
Here's the commercial if you want to hear it.
You can't just throw this at me.
Well, that's in the doghouse.
He's at the very end.
He just showed up with his client unannounced. Not even a text. Luckily, he's got Kraft Homestyle mac and cheese in the pantry. So Mom can save the day.
This ad's working on Noah.
Throw some candied bacon in there.
Oh my god, that's a great idea,
Sid.
There you go.
Kraft Homestyle macaroni and cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
It sounds so out of place in these commercials because no companies use voices like that anymore. So,
right.
So like, hey, remember this guy?
Yeah, that's all
you're
thinking
about. And
then
he was a drunk
about.
And his daughter hated him.
And then you're looking
mac
at the mac and cheese and thinking of his dirty, funky body
yeah,
with his nips in his
weird.
Hair. They showed that picture of him standing on the highway begging.
Would you say that his hair was like sandpaper?
Sandpaper! I sound way better than Chris Jericho, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like I'm it's too good when I do that.
Yeah.
All right,
can you do a lion tamer?
What? Can I? No, absolutely.
Lion,
well, not
lion
as good
salt.
As him. Not
lion
as good.
Salt.
Can you say milk?
No, I can't do a lot.
Rob, Russian mother, please.
Milk.
Well, funny you should say that because the first song in our music break right now is actually
Russian.
It's called Milk Leg.
Oh, okay.
By Intronaut. Do you want to introduce it as my mother?
Milk what?
Milk Leg by Intronaut.
You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast, Bled. This first song in the music break is called Milk Leg. By Intronaut, blood.
Yeah.
now safe to turn your volume back up to a listenable level. The music break is over. Though actually, with how loud Rob is, maybe you should just leave your volume down. Here's the show.
I'm not that loud!
That's because you're not next to the microphone.
Yeah, I was trying to be considerate.
Now you're too loud.
Oh, sorry. Welcome to the Metal Injection live cast. As promised, we have a very special guest. We have Eli from Holy Grail. Eli, are you there?
Yes. Yeah, I didn't know if I was still in the queue or not, but yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Thank you for being very prompt with your call. Thank you for taking some time to call us up. Where are you calling from today?
I am in Los Angeles, like West LA right now.
Like what address, the zip code, the cross streets? No, we don't need that much
information.
my PIN number and social security number while I'm at it.
Blood type. All right. No, just kidding. I'm just curious because it's not absolutely freezing. It's very uncomfortable here in New York City. What's the weather like in LA?
I guess I can't say anything. I was going to say it's cold, but like compared to you guys, it's like not that bad. Like, it's not raining or anything. It's slightly overcast. And, I do have to wear like a light sweater. So it's kind of unbearable for, Californians.
Life must be tough.
I'm roughing it.
This is West Coast problems. They're good problems.
We have to wear sweaters.
I like this segment, though. Do you think you'll be able to call in every week and just tell us what the weather's like wherever you are?
I would totally be down to be the bad Al Roker and call in and give you the L.A. weather.
We do need
a shard in the White House.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
You can give us the traffic on the Santa Monica. Too.
Yeah. The 303, is that a thing? 405?
The 105.
7.
Yeah, all of those don't move at all. Ever.
Thank you, Eli. And now sports. So, Eli, your band just released Ride the Void. Is it a relief to finally have it out there?
Yeah, definitely. We actually had finished it in, like, late summer, and then we had to, like sit on it for, like, 3 months. And it was just kind of just driving us crazy. It kind of felt like it was never going to come out. And we're really proud of it, and we wanted everybody to hear it. And so... I was trying to be good and then, like, wait, but then I'd, you know, be drunk at a party and be like, hey, you guys want to hear some new stuff? And then I'd put it on, but luckily, I think everybody was kind of drunk, too, and they didn't really, remember anything, but not that it was, it's like that big of a deal to hear, like, new stuff, but I kind of wanted everybody to wait till it was out, but...
So are you, like, kind of over it now since it's been 6 months? It's kind of like the old album for you.
A little bit. I actually, like, tried to, like, spend a couple months not listening to it so I wouldn't, like, burn myself out on it because I know once it came out that I'd be, like, hearing it a lot. Like, that kind of happened with the first record. I'd go hang out with, like, friends, like, on tour or something, and they're like, oh, I know what I'm going to put on, and they put on, like, Last Attack from our first album that we'd been playing every night on tour, and it was kind of, like, the last thing I wanted to hear, so I was trying to buy myself some time with the new album, so I still like it when it came out with, when everybody was listening to it, so I could enjoy it as well.
And you guys got, like, a nice little publicity bump from the Super Bowl, nothing too crazy, but your poster was in the background of an ad. Some companies paid $4 million for an advertisement during the Super Bowl. You guys snuck in there, I'm assuming, for free.
Yeah, it was for free. I guess it's one of those, like, who you know, and I guess
so
we...
So who do you know?
We knew somebody who was, like, doing, like, set design and, like, the props, and I guess, like, they needed, like, some kind of flyers and stuff, and so he threw like a flyer, an old flyer of ours, up there. And actually, like, there's a scene, like a shot where, like, in the foreground you can actually see one of Luna's gauntlets in there for some reason. So I'm assuming that the guy had a threesome and didn't know it was Luna, and so Luna was already gone and left his gauntlet. So. I guess I should clarify what the commercial was, just in case people don't know. It was a guy waking up after, like, a one-night stand, and he was about to like leave his favorite shirt, and the girl he had hooked up with was wearing his favorite shirt, and so he had to go back and try to get it off her, but she was like had all these like handcuffs and S&M stuff, and so he was weirded out.
Right.
Most people didn't even know what like the commercial was for afterwards, but yeah, no, it was really cool to see our logo and then myself out of focus on the flyer. So that was actually really cool.
Were you watching the Super Bowl live? Did you see it as it happened, or did you hear about it like later on?
I got an email like when I woke up that it was gonna be in there, and like there was like a screenshot of it, and so I kind of knew what to look for. But I was like really sick like after we did that 70,000 tons of metal, and so like I didn't go like to any Super Bowl parties, so I kind of watched the Super Bowl at my leisure, like at my house, and I was like, I don't know, about 40 minutes behind because I kept pausing live TV, so I didn't see it super live, but I was about like 30 minutes late to it. But it was kind of cool that I told my mom about it, and she was screaming at people at a sports bar that was her son's band, and they kind of gave her like a weird look, like she was crazy, but still pretty cool.
What was the cruise like for you?
The cruise was amazing. It was just a really bizarre experience. Because like even when you like tell people just the concept of it, they just either don't believe it or like laugh hysterically. Like we were flying out there, and I was sitting next to this guy who played in the Miami Sound Machine, like from Gloria Estefan. And I told him what we were going to do, and he like laughed like uncontrollably for probably about like 30 seconds straight, and people were giving him like weird looks. But it was awesome. Like you basically get to see like all these like badass metal bands from like 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. and then you're on a cruise, and there's karaoke going like nonstop, which is kind of a train wreck, but kind of awesome in its train wreckness. And then there was a bunch of food and everything, and even like the fine dining, you'd go in there and like it'd be like they'd have a escargot and stuff, and like
Rob and I went on the cruise for like 2 years. We didn't go this year, and there was one point where we went to dinner and we're like, wait a minute, why do we have to choose? We can just have like two entrees, and we ordered two entrees.
Yeah, we were like, oh, I want all of this. Oh wait, I can order
all of
this.
We could get all of it, and you don't have to dress up for dinner.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I don't think anybody dressed up. And the best was like the dinner music was like death metal.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool to like you know, while you're waiting for your meal, to like listen to Immolation, just kind of over the loudspeakers.
I'm surprised there was the Miami Sound Machine.
I know. Especially we took off out of Miami. Oh, yeah.
I'm just picturing him on the plane talking to the... Oh, that is so bizarre that there would be a metal cruise. No one wants to go on a metal cruise. That is crazy. A cruise without a conga?
Are you starting a side project band with that guy?
Yeah, well, he actually played percussion in Miami Sound Machine, so he's the guy going crazy on the bongos in the back. So.
The backbone of the group.
Oh, absolutely.
That's because Gloria doesn't have one now. That's a metal rod in there.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right.
So, perfect. You guys have a busy couple of months coming up. You're going to be on the road with Anthrax, Exodus, High on Fire, and Municipal Waste for the Metal Alliance Tour. That's a ridiculous lineup, and you guys are opening up the bill. Do you feel the pressure? Is the pressure on?
Kind of. It's like one of those things where we're going to have to play. We should probably play new stuff. And as exciting as it is, I realized that we should probably practice. And I should probably start practicing at least a little bit every day. I'm super pumped about it. And like getting to play like really nice places that because every time, like, I'm from San Diego, every time we played in San Diego, it's been in like the grossest like dive bar, And so when I have, like, friends and family come out, they're like, oh, I thought you were doing well, and then you're playing in the same, like, crappy bar you played at when you were 16. So it's going to be nice to play in a like, better place. And people have heard of Anthrax and Exodus. That's, or I say normal people out of the metal world. But, yeah, I'm super pumped to meet them. And then we get to reunite with Exodus, which I'm really, really pumped about because we had done a tour with them. What's that?
What's it like being on, like, a thrash tour? They're basically drinking going on nonstop.
Yeah, kind of. Some nights more than others, and then the nights that you're not drinking, you're kind of just recovering from, like, a night that was, like, really out of control, and then you vowed never to drink again. And so sometimes that lasts for a full day. But, yeah, when we had toured with Exodus, it was kind of crazy, and we actually got banned from Exodus's bus because Luna, our singer, I guess, like, was going to, like, throw up in their bathroom, but then remembered you can't put solids in the bathroom in on a tour bus. So he tried to make it out, and he tripped and threw up in all directions, like in a Sonic the Hedgehog roll, all over their bus. And he tried to, like, pull himself up and then rip their blinds off the off the windows in the bus.
So basically, it was a comical moment.
Oh yeah, and well, the worst part was, like, I was there and I don't remember it, so that was kind of a bummer. But yeah, we showed up and everybody was just, like, you know, shaking their heads at us, and then they said we were banned from their bus. But Gary was cool. He's like, ah, it happens, man. And he was basically telling us, like, stories about, you know, him getting into trouble the same way. And he told some story about being in Germany and, like, he needed to get back to his hotel. And so somebody wrote a sign or, like, a piece of paper and then, like, put it around his neck and then shoved him into a cab. So basically, like, get me to this hotel kind of thing. So that's a good thing to remember if you're ever in that situation or have a friend that needs to go somewhere. Just kind of put a sign on them and people will eventually get them home, probably.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you for giving us a call. Before we let you go, we're going to be playing a track off the album, Ride the Void, and I'm a big fan of the galloping riffs. What would you say is your favorite galloping riff of all time in what song?
Basically, like, half the Iron Maiden catalog. it's just always, like, good. Like, you're always on a horse kind of... But a kind of odd one is probably This Mortal Coil by Carcass.
Oh yeah, that's another good
got
one.
Some, yeah, we started calling it horse metal. Was kind of what we came up with, and the song Dark Passenger, we actually had an idea for a video to have a bunch of just like dogs with action figures that were dressed like us kind of running around. And we would be, like, riding them and then do close-ups of us, like, pretending that we're riding a horse. But I don't think the label's going to let us have that video come to fruition. So,
well, if you can send Metal Injection that cut, we'll gladly premiere that version of the video.
Awesome. See, we got back in already.
Yeah, well, we're in. Yeah, is that a reference to Dexter, Dark Passenger?
Yeah. It was kind of loosely... loosely based, but it kind of went in a different direction off the idea of it. But yeah, it was kind of like a loose title that just kind of stayed. But I guess if you're going to be associated with the show, I'm okay with it being Dexter and not like One Tree Hill or something.
Gossip Girl.
Which is another song on the album, One Tree Hill.
Yeah. That one got cut. That one didn't make the album.
It's a B-side.
Yeah.
Cool.
Gossip Girl will be on the next one for sure.
Great.
Well, thank you, Eli. Make sure everyone to pick up Ride the Void. Here is a track off that album. This one's Dark Passengers.
What room beside you? Is it living in the rigid stand? Is it weird that I shave my pubes before visiting the dentist? Oh, I guess I'll just listen to the Metal Injection live cast instead. Brother will kill brother, spilling blood across the land. Killing for religion, something I don't understand. But on the other hand, if Rob plays one more fucking faint song, there may be some violence. The Metal Injection live cast returns. Now.
Oh man, the faint.
Yeah, remember the
good
faint?
Good guys.
They are, you know them?
No, but I saw them live recently. It was a fun
show.
They're
good guys.
They're nice.
They might be terrible people.
I got Spotify recently. I paid for it, and yeah. It's pretty addictive in that I can listen to unlimited amounts of...
You were listening to My Chemical Romance the other day. What's up with that?
Pop music. I like that album. They have this one track. It's very catchy.
Wait, so does it, like, do you have to link your Spotify account to
no,
everyone?
No, you
using?
Don't. And I might just unlink it because I constantly have it on private because I'm like, all right, no one needs to know how much I listen to Robin. No
Even
one
though
needs
it
to...
still shows up on your Facebook.
Does it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah,
I always see you listening to Robin or My Chemical Romance or...
Well, that was just that one time because I had that one song. Well, Justice, I will shout it from the rooftops.
Yeah. But we're in Williamsburg, everybody shouting that from the roof.
Yeah. Yeah.
So exactly. You'll just be one of like an army of dozens.
This is the, never mind.
What?
I was going to play My Chemical Romance track, but it's not happening.
Good.
Why is that?
Your computer has better taste than
you. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Your computer knows better.
Rob has he's very good with the technical gadgets. He gets computers with advanced tastes.
This weed, Rob, it tastes like wafers.
Mmm.
Yum, yum.
This sounds like a Jewy song.
Look at these two schnurrers here with the fucking weed.
This is a song you like?
Yeah. Start wearing purple, wearing purple.
It does
kind of
sound like that.
Oh, so effective, though.
I don't mind this band. They're okay for what they are. They're from Jersey.
So what?
Yeah,
what's
I'm not mean? Like, they're not my favorite band, but hey.
Bon Jovi's from Jersey City. You like them?
When I was a little kid, I loved Bon Jovi.
Oh,
that was
really?
Like in elementary school, yeah. Them and Def Leppard.
It's still better than theirs. Yeah.
Sorry for what it is.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's just that voice is so phony.
He sounds like he's crying.
And then
do you hear most of the music that's played on our show?
Yes, I'm not saying that's any better. I'm just
phony voices now.
I'm not saying that's better. I'm just saying I don't know. I just don't hear how this is like. I don't know.
But yeah,
better than
and
Fallout Boy.
Eventually, I started. I went down the pop music rabbit hole, and I got to Rihanna. And what I guess
she's awful. Speaking of affected,
yeah, I definitely could not. There's not really. She has some catchy songs.
Well,
but it's not,
as you know me well, and you know that I like pop music.
Yeah,
and it's not because Rihanna is pop music. I just think she is brutally bad. She's just fucking terrible. Like, not even a good singer.
Fair enough, but there's some.
Umbrella
good songs.
Was a good song.
Yeah, well, I was listening to Diamonds, and then someone
it's like for every one good song she has like a dozen terrible, shitty singles.
Someone left a comment on my Facebook. No fucks given, I see.
You kind of have to. You know, like My Chemical Romance.
No, but I found this one song that she has that's so silly. It's called Birthday Cake.
Uh-oh. Is it about her pussy?
It's about sandpaper.
I think it's about ass.
Oh,
it's about what her face looked like after Chris Brown beat it.
Yeah. He shoved some candles up her nose and lit them.
Yeah.
Come here, I'll make you into my birthday cake. You feel me?
Spotify is acting up. What am I paying for right now?
Horrible service. Why don't you pay for SiriusXM?
It knows you're about to play Rihanna.
No, I get it for free, the SiriusXM, because I work there. Hold on, here we go.
I'm going to have some Rihanna now on the Mellon Jackson Laughcast.
Hey, we're all about crap. We're all about highlighting crap, so this is good crap.
This should be the slogan for Mellon Jackson.
Good crap.
Highlighting crap. There's a beat buzzing in here. Can you, before you play the song? Put your name on her ass? Is that
Wait for the chorus. Is this the next great American single?
I mean, it was. Wasn't it? Like, they used to play this in clubs all the time. Don't try to hide it. Or they still do.
Yeah, probably.
At whichever clubs I went to with Monica, they were playing this song. Like, three times a night.
I've never heard this before.
But they speed it up a bit, which is great because then it's over sooner.
So that's Rihanna. That's enough Rihanna. You're right. You're right, Sid. Your face says it all.
That's not even a song.
It's just
talking, chanting over a beat.
Mm-hmm.
There's no melody to it.
It's true.
And that's a trend now, too. That's like a...
Yeah.
A lot
it's
of pop,
poetry. They
pop.
See it more as poetry.
Well, like this Harlem Shuffle thing that's like a video meme now.
What's that?
It's just... well, there's a song, the Harlem Shuffle.
By who?
Hold on.
By the Alabama Shakes?
Harlem Globetrotters.
By Chris Jericho and Fozzy.
the Fiend?
They're doing a cover of Teach Me How to Dougie next.
Sandpaper, teach me how to Dougie. I really think that...
That's not bad.
Oh, Harlem Shake. I'm sorry, not the Harlem
Duh.
Everybody knows that,
Curly
Rob.
Shuffle.
Boyer. Oh, wait. It's on me.
Oh, but Gangnam Style.
So it's like the video is one person dancing in this crowded place, and then once the beat drops, everybody starts dancing. And that's the meme.
That's how AIDS started.
It's just like a dubstep.
So is everyone dancing now?
Like, this is where everyone in the scene would be just, like, going, doing some silly, crazy, like, yeah.
Is it shot in a prison?
So, why is
this
song...
just a shot with lots of ex-convicts.
This song is directly marketed towards white people, so why is it Harlem Shake? It seems
Have you been
racist.
To Harlem recently?
The dance is called the Harlem Shake.
Yeah, but why? Where'd they get that name?
I'll look it up.
It's like they're mocking black people, I feel
There's
like.
There's mostly white people in Harlem now.
That's, well, it's kind of like your Williamsburg,
yeah.
You're right. But still, the connotation of Harlem is
an eccentric upper body dance move that involves the shaking of the upper torso and shoulders. The Harlem Shake originated on the 125th and Lexington, where gangbangers would shoot unsuspecting criminals with crutches. The staggering fall of the cripples created a signature move adapted by gang affiliates and introduced at local parties.
I don't think this is true. This is an urban legend that some white kids made up.
It's the first thing on Urban Dictionary.
Bro, did you hear about that Harlem Shake? Yeah, the black people used to shoot people with crutches. Bro, that's fucked up. We should make a dance about it.
Sounds like it. Lori Ann Gibson introduced it. With in the video premiere of Let's Get It by P. Diddy featuring G. Dep and Black Rob.
Oh, boy.
Just Black Rob.
Not to be confused with me.
There's a Black Rob. Imagine the black version of Rob.
Well, actually, Rob is Persian Rob.
Yeah. I'm tall Rob.
No. What would the black version of Rob look like? Or act like?
He would be 9 feet tall.
He would definitely have an afro. A huge one with a
That's white Rob too.
He would be terrible at basketball, just like white Rob. And then everyone would be like, "How could you be so terrible at basketball? You're so tall."
And you'd be like
"That's immediately."
Whatever. Whatever, dog.
Oh my God! I witnessed. I mean, I heard the greatest breakup, the greatest urban breakup in history happened outside my apartment the other day.
Were you jerking off to it?
No, I was laughing. I kept wanting to yell back.
You should
because they like yelling, yeah, they wouldn't know where. That's what I was thinking too.
The voice of reason.
They would have thought you were a god.
First of all, I hear like storming out of the apartment building, like, "No, let me go, let me go!" And then he lets her go, and then she's like, "You just go, let me go. You just go, let me go."
This was a white girl, though, right?
No, I mean, I don't know.
Polish.
I feel like. I want to say she's more of a Latina in the way she carried herself, but I didn't.
What does that mean?
Fucking talking about prejudice. Good
she
Lord.
Was calling a podcast thinking that the guest was still on, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
She was just
was
talking
it Jamie
to Darren.
Jasta?
I talked to Jamie Jasta, yo.
By the way.
Jamie Jasta, you just gonna let me go?
You remember my friend, yo? You remember my friend that we met?
That was so funny, Darren. I have to, like, tip my hat to you. I was on the train laughing so hard.
It was all them, though. They were just the idiots. They're thinking.
I know, but just the way that you conducted that interview was perfect.
Yo, I want to talk to Jamie. remember that guy Joe that we met that time? Oh my God, who calls the show to do that?
And who says like, "Remember that time we met Joe"?
That
and then
was
when
so
was
cool.
Like, she was like, "Remember that time I made you call him?"
What? Do you think the real Jamie Jostowitz did that? I mean, Jamie Jasta.
I think she probably was on a line to try to meet him at a booth signing, and she called her friend and put the phone next to Jamie's ear, and
Wait,
she was like, "Can
booth
you say
signing?
Hi?"
That's what Rob does.
Robert, I am glad you are.
That's boot signing.
I'm glad you are finally hanging out with the Jews like Jamie Jasta. This is good for you. Good for you.
He drinks his milk.
You do it to Jenny. You're with too many N.A. Goyim, too much. It's not good. You're a Jewish boy.
If Jenny married Jamie Jester, she would be Jenny Jester.
Jenny Jamie Jester. Mrs. Jamie Jester.
That'd be weird. Jenny and Jamie Jester.
Make it happen, Rob.
Robert, I don't mind you fuck the Jenny, but you should have more friends like a Jamie Jester in your spare time.
Go drink some milk with them.
Milkshake.
Have some milkshake.
What are we? What are we drinking?
Milk. Milkshake. It brings all the boys to the yard.
Sounds like Yakov Smirnoff.
In Soviet Russia, milkshake brings you. Milkshake brings you to the yard. What a country! In Soviet Russia, cow milk you.
Cow milk you.
That might have been an actual joke.
I got millions of them.
Milk shakes you.
It's because it's highly toxic. You have seizures.
Or they use like horse milk.
What a country. In Soviet Russia, sandpaper sings about Chris Jericho.
And it sounds just as good.
Sandpaper! Soviet Russia!
What were you looking up to? Oh, man.
That's great. All right. Well, I'll tell you, I think we're going to have a lot of kids because we have plenty of windows in our house. I just feel that. And you know what was interesting, that I did not think ever, with all these wonderful things happening to me in America, I never thought that I would go back to the Soviet Union. Never did. And then I get a phone call from Showtime Network, and they say, we'd like to send you back to Russia. I'm going, what did I do to you? And they said, no, come on. Things are changing now. The Berlin Wall is down. I said, yeah, but what if they're just remodeling?
He's like a New Yorker cartoon. It's like you chuckle, you know. It's like, oh, I get it.
Oh, I thought those were laugh tracks. That was
no.
The actual audience?
It's just the audio is really, it's an old.
They had a gun pointed at them.
Yeah. He's the one comedian that during live performances brings a laugh track. Just to
I need it.
Just in case.
I think anyone listening to the show even knows who Yakov Smirnoff is.
They know because of us.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Keeping the dream alive. Mm. Maybe Shankletown would know.
Yakov Smirnoff is basically Rob with better taste in music.
It's true. Very apt.
The aesthetic is very similar.
Fair enough.
Half similar.
Half. How does that work?
You're half Yakov Smirnoff and half Ahmadinejad.
Is it the lower half or the upper half?
I didn't know Ahmadinejad had a stand-up routine.
I don't know anyone else Iranian. I'm sorry.
Iron Sheik.
Oh, all right.
Rob's dad.
Right. That's it. That's the three.
The three.
I don't think of... I feel like Iron Sheik doesn't have... He's not the same kind of Iranian. Like, I don't know. He's just more...
Yeah.
He seems more ethnic.
I can't put it into words.
Did you see that there was like a somebody running for president of Iran did a Reddit ask
yes.
me anything?
Yes, I did.
And that was pretty interesting.
Yeah,
and there was a thing about Jews in Iran.
And he
was defending them saying that he, you know, like...
He doesn't think they should all be murdered?
That guy's trailing in the polls now.
Yeah. Well, one of the comments is like, thank you for this insightful... Ask me anything, and I'm sorry that you have no chance of winning.
Right.
The presidency of Iran.
That's like the president of the United States, a guy running for that and saying he's going to ban pizza. Just forget it. You lost.
Yep.
You're pro-Jew, you lost.
Yeah.
But I did not say I like Jews. I want to clarify. This is a slander. I never said that. I said I would not immediately have them shot on sight.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with saying that, people.
They should get as many votes as horses.
Yes, Jews are clearly 1/9 of a person, at least.
Yes. At least the Jews I've met.
That's on their Fox News, with him backpedaling. Listen, what I said on Reddit, not quite accurate.
Does your dad get a vote, Rob?
My dad hasn't lived in Iran in
but
like 30 years.
He's still a citizen.
Is he? I don't even...
He was born there, right?
They sent in his ballot.
You should do an absentee ballot.
Anyone Jewish doesn't live there anymore, they'd be dead.
No, my dad has family still there.
Do they pretend they're not Jewish?
I'm not...
Living in Iran is a good way to pretend you're not
There's
Jewish.
There's no way
yeah.
to really...
That's deep cover.
Yeah. It's like, come on, I live here. How could I be Jewish? I'd be retarded. It's like, fair point. Yeah. Okay, I guess you're not.
When he gives a rally and comes out as a pro-Jew candidate, there's like four guys in the audience like this.
And they slowly back out of the place.
Oh, no, it was a fly. I was trying to...
Good homes, though.
But, no, I don't think my parents hit it. There's no real way... It's not like they would go to... Where do Islamic people go? Not church.
Well, your mother isn't from Iran, though.
What?
Your mother's not from Iran.
Yeah, so?
You said, I don't think my parents hid it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, like, I don't think my dad...
Rob's exposing.
Oh, no! I'm not watching at all! Sleeper cell.
I mean, like, I don't think my dad's family hid it.
Uh-huh.
They went to synagogue and stuff.
There's synagogues there?
Yeah.
Hid it? Like, have sex?
Hid.
I would thought of that joke, but I said, let's just skip over it.
Yeah. I heard hit it.
Yeah.
Hit it.
I think we all did.
Hit it. Hid it.
H-I-D.
Yeah. They hide it.
They did hide it? Oh, see, he admitted it.
How about conceal? You have the word conceal.
No. They hid it.
Hit it.
They did they wear the yarmulkes under a turban?
No. They did not wear turbans. At least as far as I know. My dad, there was never a turban in my household.
Another option for title of the episode.
This is the synagogue at that of Rob's family in Iran. This is Rob's bar mitzvah. My friend,
I didn't have a bar mitzvah.
Did you really?
Not. Yeah. No, I did not. We just went on a trip to Canada.
Sid, come on, give me a joke for that. There's got to be something.
Too many. I was just going to say he didn't have a bar mitzvah because there was a good pay-per-view that weekend. I didn't want to miss.
I meant him going to Canada.
Oh.
No, it was like a vacation thing. We went on a, well, not so much for me, really, because... We did go to Quebec. Toronto and Quebec.
And you met Jericho.
No, but it was on a Russian bus thing.
Oh,
like a
new
Russian
tours?
Bus tour. Yeah.
New tours?
So,
what's that? Explain this.
Okay.
My parents do those.
Basically, you go, every other person on the tour is Russian.
Okay.
There's a stop in, like, the Brighton Beach of Queens.
Which
to
is
pick
what?
Up, I don't know what it is.
Pick up more Russians.
Just to pick up more Russians. And then you drive straight up to Canada. And it's
but
like,
hold on a second. There is this tour comes along with a Russian tour guide.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Sorry.
So it's a four-hour ride, the entire ride.
If you look out the window on your right, there's a store that sells pirushki. Yeah.
No, there's a Russian guy who recites the history of the United States of America in Russian for the next 6 hours.
What?
It's a six-hour history lesson of the history.
Oh, my God.
And the one that I got, I vividly remember him being so passionate about the story. And then, like, when he finally was like, and so they discovered, and then the way he said it, he was like, America. He said it in Russian, but he's like, and so they discovered America.
The pilgrims.
And it was like, there was almost like a gasp in the bus. Like,
I went on two of those trips with my friend growing up because her family was Russian. And on one of those trips, our tour guide, it was like this old Russian lady. And I think we went to we stopped in Syracuse.
Uh-huh.
And we were walking around like this park during the day, and there's people there, and she's like, she has one of those blowhorns that she's like talking, megaphone.
I thought you meant a shofar.
Whenever she wanted to like rally us up, she would play the horn, And then she would talk so loudly through. It was so embarrassing.
Well, like a bullhorn, you mean?
Yeah, a bullhorn.
Yeah.
Or a rape shofar. Whatever.
I did one of those tours once, and we accidentally left an old grandpa behind at a rest stop.
Really?
We didn't realize until like an hour or two later.
There was a Russian guy running behind the bus for 3 hours.
He was probably like taking a shit or something. Just
wait for me.
Wow. So that's basically like 2-3 hours you lost on your trip.
So driving back, and then did they like continue talking about the history of America?
I was going to say, the guy had to come up with 3 hours more stuff.
Yeah.
I'm running out of stuff about America.
But it's weird that he gave an American history lesson as you're driving to leave the country.
Yeah, no, on my trip also, no matter where you go, they always give you the history of America.
I didn't get that.
Man.
Thankfully.
Yeah. Oh, you're so lucky.
In 2008, Fozzy recorded a great album about defending America in the World War II. Dva.
Fozzy recorded the hit Sandpaper.
Sandpaper! Yes!
Can you imagine? There was a wrestler. His name was Chris Jericho.
Jericho.
And he was not content with being super the star of one profession, the pro wrestling. He had to go and live his other dream.
Or was he Jewish?
To be a rock star.
He was not Jewish, and he was not born in America. I ran out of American things because this pizdiet sports running behind the bus. So I had to go to some Canadian things. I'm sorry. But Chris Jericho was from Canada.
Again, live! Lion Tamer, Lion Song! World of Jericho!
So bad.
Did you stop for any milkshakes? Milkshakes?
Someone in the chat wants to know if you would hit Salman Rushdie.
Like, physically?
Hit him, like, fuck him, I guess.
Rob is the Salman Rushdie of metal. I don't know if we've discussed this before, but it's definitely true.
In what way?
In what way are you not? Would be the better question.
Fair enough.
I want to take one of these tours now.
You should steal
all
the
go
mic
together.
And then take over.
But I won't, yeah, right?
You should see if there's, Darren, you should see if there's a new tours bus going to the Maury show in Connecticut.
Yes, that's true. I won't understand what the guy's saying if he's doing it in Russian.
You probably would.
You should do it in broken Russian English is what he should do.
Yeah. Or Rob could come with you.
I will just do the tour in broken broken English.
Well, they're not really allowed to discriminate, so you can just tell them that you're American and to please,
they're
after
not...
the Russian... to do it in English.
Oh, imagine if he did it. Like,
oh,
he'd
be thrown off the bus.
That guy's day, yeah.
They'd leave me with the grandpa running after with the
toilet. He'd be like,
paper.
Oh, you're American. You already know all of this. Don't worry about it. You're fine.
You don't have to pass the test.
Yeah. for a green card.
That's what it's for. It's for these people to absorb the information so they can pretend to be Americans.
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Whew, well, this show yet again flew by. Oh, we still have about 10 minutes on the show.
What's our phone number?
We started at 207, didn't we?
646-929-1357. I was like a second away from giving away my own number. But no. This isn't,
try it.
This isn't 2011. That's all.
Well, why don't you give out your real phone number and we'll see how much different it is from the livecast number. So then
quite
we'll
different.
See how funny it is.
I forgot how funny that was when he did that. I put it on the last clip show, and that was I just lost it. I was
so funny.
Rob, I am like, how much of my number is on that? How much do you hear?
Well, we bleeped it out.
Well, yeah. No, you didn't. There were 10 digits in it, and you bleeped 5 of them.
Oh.
But it's the middle ones, so.
Yeah.
But I thought, didn't you re-bleep it once I sent you the file? I thought you re-bleeped it, so it was
no.
You didn't care?
I was like, whatever. If someone wants to talk to me, I'll
perhaps
say hello.
Feeling lonely.
Well, it's kind of hard to figure out from five numbers what it is.
And if you Google, you can probably find Rob's number.
Yeah.
Anyway. Googler did it.
Yeah, that's true.
We found your home number.
Yeah.
Different.
I'm sure it's possible.
Yeah, we'll he spoofed your parents' number and called
you.
Oh, yeah, that was
creepy.
Crazy.
Remember?
Yeah, that was... The Googler's intense.
He might know where you live.
His backup song.
Oh, Google, baby. Oh, God, please don't kill me.
Once we
I
did the song, he never called
song.
In anymore. Like, he disappeared.
Yeah.
Wow, we have to, like, go back and play all the old stuff.
Do you want
to
hear the whole song?
It's
maybe
like the
play
Kaiser
it at the end.
Of Metal Injection.
It's not that long. It's like 2 minutes.
Sure.
Googler, I hope you're ready for this. I love Sid's backups on this song.
Yeah, me too.
He's like one note. He might know where you live.
I don't like putting effort into things. I'm sorry.
Not the effort. I just... Came out good.
I need it all the tune.
Every time our show has guests, there is a caller. Started out funny, but he's gotten out of order with his monotone voice. Questioning musicians. Google is his never-ending source of ammunition. Been in your basement and read your gas meter. Found out where you went to school on Wikipedia. Hacking profiles on Geek to Geek. He's got all the fat girls sending Sid love tweets. Try to bargain, but he just don't care. It's obvious questions haunting your nightmares. Give an answer, he'll just keep pressing. It might be wiser just to stick to instant messaging. So take your phone off the hook and pray. Change your number to unlisted, but he's gonna find it anyway. Yo. I Googled it.
He's Rob's hands phone. He's a Googler, baby. I hope he don't kill me.
It's true, I am the Googler.
He might know where you live. He's a Googler, baby. Oh, God, please don't kill me.
Oh, it's just back of vocals there. Maybe
love
it comes
it.
Again.
He's Rob's hands phone. He's a Googler, baby. I hope he don't kill me.
It's true.
Baby.
He might know where you live. He's a Googler, baby. Oh, God, please don't kill me.
He might know where you live.
He's a Googler, baby. Better.
Please don't kill us, Googler. Yes.
Ah, tears.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. You know, people might not even know. That was so long ago.
That was a while ago.
New listeners might not know what that is. You want to explain it?
Well, we had this caller, the Googler, in the maybe the first year of the show. And basically, he would call in when we had a guest.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if we had Eli from Holy Grail on like we did earlier, he would call in and be like, is it true you play guitar for Holy Grail?
Okay, I'll go, yeah.
And then he would go, okay, thank you.
But then he started being creepy. Like, he would look up obscure things on Wikipedia about the person.
Yeah.
And just ask them that, like, you know, knowing their high school.
Yeah, is it true your favorite sandwich meat is ham? Yeah.
But then that time, he found your number, your parents' number, which you had already moved out, and called you.
That's true.
Called the show with your parents' phone number as the ID.
Oh, yeah, and then we were like...
Rob, is it true that this is your home phone number?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And we all freaked the fuck out.
It was scary. I recall being like, the call is coming from inside the house.
Well.
But it wasn't.
He's long gone.
Thank God.
We've lost a lot of our old whack-packy
members. There's a turnover. I mean, you can only commit so much of your life to the live cast.
We've committed our lives to our listeners.
Fuck.
What the hell?
Oh,
2 hours a week.
I guess I should have mentioned this earlier in the show, but someone sent me a mashup song.
Oh.
Cool.
Let's see. It's Spanky the Hippo.
Scooby-Doo.
But I haven't listened to this, so I don't know if it's good.
We'll thrash it.
I have to find it. Maybe I should start next week. Cause I can't.
There is no next week, right?
Oh, yeah, we're not doing the show next week.
Not?
No. The studio is unavailable.
You can do it from Sid's studio.
Nobody wants to do that, though, apparently. Rob's too good for that.
It's true.
What was wrong with the intro of the show?
Huh?
Hmm?
Wasn't there something about the bland?
We weren't supposed to talk about it.
Oh.
Anyway.
You want me to read? I have it. I have it. You want to hear this?
Yes.
I'll read what he says to me. This is a submission I made a long time ago but never got around to it. This is different because it's a theme song and theatrical poster for Sid and Sean's new sitcom, Dick and Dildo.
What?
Aww.
On a certain episode of the live cast, Noah's double-donging desires were discussed, at which point Noah says something along the lines of, I didn't DP with two guys, it was Dick and Dildo. Sid then says that Dick and Dildo is the name of Sid and Sean's new sitcom. So I decided to make it happen. And he sent a picture of the Dick and Dildo cover, which is here. Oops.
That's what happens when you turn the computer. Oh, my God.
Dick and Dildo. Dick and Dildo coming soon. It's Sid and Sean on the lounge chairs, but he replaced their heads with a
That's
dick
great.
And a dildo.
That's great.
And then I have the song, which I'm going to play now.
Dick and Dildo, 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 Dick and Dildo,
Dick and Dildo.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought that was cute.
To the point. It's not like belabored like some of these things are.
Yeah, we know there are some audio engineers listening. We want some mashups.
I would like
give
to hear
stuff.
User submissions.
And we will give you free CDs and signed posters
and milkshakes
and Noah's dildos.
Noah's dildo.
But not dick. Not her dick. She needs that.
Yeah, I need that, please. That's attached to my body.
I didn't mean your. I mean the dick that you're. Well, never mind. It's like hit it and hit it. You misunderstood what I was saying.
So it's fairly often attached to her body. It's true.
Well, is that attached if you dock it?
Yeah.
I guess.
Right?
It's in contact.
No,
with.
You should
no
be
comment.
The last word on this.
No comment.
Sandpaper!
Whenever you don't want to say any comment on something, just say, sandpaper! Burns my skin.
Wow. I'm looking at our Facebook page, and that episode where I got drunk for my birthday was in 2010.
Yeah, a while ago.
Crazy.
Been doing the show a long time, Rob.
I know. Time flies. Time flies when you get together every week and reveal your deepest, darkest secrets.
True.
Make a total ass out of yourself.
Mm-hmm. 4 years and counting.
Wow.
4 years and 2 months. What are we going to do for 5 years? I mean, we have to do something. We've kind of slacked off on, you know, the other stuff.
I don't know. Maybe our listeners can give us an idea.
Well, come on. Why are you so hostile? I mean, we're entertaining them. That's the point of this.
That's true.
I like when they help out, but we shouldn't be mad at them.
We will hold a contest about flying to a visitor's house, crashing at their place.
No.
What are we, mushroom
head? Recording a live show.
We should get one of those fucking machines. We should know actually two fucking machines, right? Rob gets on one, Noah gets on the other, and whoever could stay on the longest wins a prize.
Oh, what incentive would I have for staying on
the prize?
Wait, is it one of those things where it's like a dick on like a metal rod?
A dick on a stick?
The prize is
The
prize is you get to stay on the machine longer.
Yeah.
You get to take the machine home.
What do you say, guys?
Wait, I got one. They get on the machine each for 5 minutes, and then they switch machines.
Oh! Yeah!
I guess that's how we can really solidify our friendship.
Yeah, like
blood
like,
brothers.
Yeah, pinky blood.
Santorum brothers.
Ah! Nora, would you be doing the machine in the butt too? Then
I think she would insist on that probably.
If it's for the sake of our friendship.
And the Rihanna song plays the whole time.
No!
Birthday cake, because it's the show's fifth birthday.
Oh, yeah, the birthday cake song. Okay, I get it.
What is going on?
Darren is dripping.
that was turning me on so much.
Oh, my. All right. Well, we should wrap up the show. It's been a fun one. We're not going to be doing a show next week. There'll be another mixtape, but then we're going to be back for a marathon of shows. But then I'm going to leave after 3 weeks to go to South by Southwest, one of those.
What? Well, we're still going to
do
a show.
Actually, no. I think I'll be back by the show. I think I will be able to do
better
it.
Better be. Or just call while you're in transit.
I'll be back, but I'll skip it. Just
so angry.
Just persist.
I'm just sleepy.
It's very late, 4:15 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And you have a Nets game to go to.
It's true.
Sid is taking the Russian Fenghua bus to the to the Nets game.
I think that's the position Rob's parents are doing when he was conceived.
The Russian Fenghua?
That's right.
Hey, you leave my parents out of this. Too far.
Robert, how did Sidney find out about the Russian Fenghua move that I've infected?
Should never teach you that one,
Rob.
No!
Stop it!
We know what part we have to cut out of this show. So your mother doesn't hear it.
All right, let's get out of here.
Bye,
all right, I have something that we could end it on. But Darren, I'm going to need a little bit of your help.
All right.
On this. So
sandpaper.
Just.
All right.
Just.
And you're like, it's better than yours. It's better than yours. I can teach you what I have to chance. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. And they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you what I have to charge. Sorry, I thought it was over. Well, that's that.
Sandpaper!